We hear again these words from Matthew chapter 7 and beginning at verse 24, the wise and foolish builders. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. Amen.
Well, let us again join our hearts together in prayer. Loving God, as we come now to hear your word preached, we are so hungry for it to be alive in our hearts this morning. Holy Spirit, we invite you to move in this place. Let us feel your presence, know your love, and be strengthened for an exciting future here at Craig Hill Church. Lord, we give you all the glory, all the honour, and all of the praise that belongs only to you. Amen. So here is a modern telling of that tremendous part of God's word that Catherine read for us there. There once was a couple who decided to build their dream home. They found what seemed like the perfect plot of land with really lovely views, and the price was just right. The estate agent was so eager, a bit too eager maybe, to close the deal quickly. "Don't overthink it," he said. "This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity." So the couple bought the land and began building immediately. The house went up very quickly, and it looked absolutely stunning. But after the first heavy rains that winter, cracks began appearing in the walls of the house. And then only after another few months, the corner of the house had started to sink. It turned out that the beautiful plot was built on unstable ground that hadn't been properly surveyed. Meanwhile, their neighbours next door, well, they had spent months before building, getting geological surveys done and testing the soil, and they ensured that proper foundations were laid. Their build took much longer, and it cost much more money, but their house stood firm through every storm. You see, that's the difference between building on solid rock and building on shifting sand. And that is exactly what Jesus is talking about in our passage this morning from chapter 7 of Matthew's Gospel. This morning, as I stand before you as the sole nominee of Craig Hill Church, I want us to look together to what it means to build our lives and our church, this wonderful church, on the solid rock of Christ's teachings. Because in these times of change and real challenge ahead for Craig Hill Church, we need foundations that will hold. But it's also good to reflect at this time on the strong foundations that the two legacy congregations have already been building on for so many years, both at Chalmers Ardwar and Strathmartin. This parable comes at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus had been teaching about kingdom living, how we love our enemies, how we pray, how we handle money, how we judge others. And now he is saying, "Everything I've just taught you, this is your foundation. Build your life on this." The Sermon on the Mount runs from chapters 5 to 7 of Matthew's Gospel. I've done a whole preaching series through these chapters at my current church. In his sermon, Jesus gives us such a full picture of kingdom life. And now, as he finishes the sermon, he gives us a real choice. And that's a choice that every single human being in the world has to make. Will we be wise or foolish builders? Will we build our lives on rock or on sand? So to give a wee summary of the parable, we meet two builders. Both are building a house. From the outside, both of these houses probably looked very similar. They both invested their time, their effort, and they both finished their projects. But there was one crucial difference and that was the foundation. The wise builder took time to dig down, way down, and it wasn't easy. It would have required much more work, more time, and more resources. Digging through soil, clay, and sand to reach solid rock, it showed persistence and hard graft. And I'm sure that Gordon and the team who done the man's conversion next door can relate to this hard graft. You know, the wee video for that, it's a minute and a half long, and right in the middle of that video from the man's conversion, it says, "Our history laid the foundations. Our history laid the foundations." And this builder, like Gordon and the team, knew that the stability of the entire structure depended on what could not be seen, its foundation. So it's what you can't see, its foundation. You know, my dad was a joiner. He was a good joiner. He was a strong man, big, strong man. So I know that building work is physical. It's hard graft. My dad was such a big guy. He was 6'2", and he was built, really built. I was a wee guy. I ran, so I was thin anyway, and I was a wee guy. My friends used to come into the house, and they would look at my dad, and they would say, "My goodness, does your dad eat your dinners as well?" Massive guy, you know, so I know that building works physical. The foolish builder, by contrast, maybe he was in a hurry. Maybe he wanted to save money. Maybe he just couldn't be bothered with what seemed like a lot of unnecessary effort. I'm sure we've all been there at many points in our lives when we've thought, what really is the point of all of this effort? But whatever it was, the foolish builder built directly on the sand with no solid foundation underneath. For a time, both houses stood. On sunny, calm days, both appeared equally sturdy, equally successful. You know, someone walking by might have thought that the foolish builder had been clever, getting the same result with less effort. But then the test came. Jesus tells us this in verse 27. It says, "The rain came, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." And you see something important here. Jesus doesn't say the storms might come. He says the rain came, the streams rose, the winds blew. So the storms of life are not just a possibility. They're an absolute certainty. We all face challenges, difficulties, and times when everything we thought was so secure gets absolutely shaken to the core. We all know that. Every person here this morning knows that. Life shows up. And things can get very challenging very quickly. I've seen that in my own journey of faith. Coming to Christ at the age of 26, I thought life would suddenly become much easier. And in some ways, in many ways, it definitely did. But I found out that following Jesus is not straightforward, and it's not always a straight road. But I also found out is that when the storms came, and they did come, they could not overwhelm me. And isn't this exactly where Craighill Church finds itself today? You have weathered the storm of a difficult presbytery plan process. You have navigated the challenges of a union between two very different, loved legacy congregations. You have maintained your witness and ministry through a vacancy and much uncertainty about your future. And here you are today, still standing, still worshipping, still reaching out to a community and a world in such need of the love that Christ offers. And all of that is because you have been building on the rock of God's word and the solid teachings of Jesus. But you know, Jesus makes it clear that it's not enough just to hear his words. The difference between the wise builder and the foolish one isn't what they know, it's what they do with what they know. It says in verse 24, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." And you know, this is where the rubber can hit the road in a church. We can have all the right theology, sing all the songs, attend all the services, but if we're not actually living what Jesus taught, then we're building on sand. So what does it look like to put Jesus' words into practice as a church community? Well, firstly, it means loving our neighbours as ourselves. And you know, I see that happening beautifully at Craighill through everything that you're already doing. Loving Jesus, loving our community. It's absolutely what you're about here at Craighill Church. And that is exactly what I am all about as a minister of the gospel. You're not just talking about love here at Craig Hill, you're showing it day after day and week after week. Secondly, it means forgiving as we have been forgiven. That's not always easy, I know that. That is not always easy. In any church community, especially one formed through a union, there'll be differences of opinions, hurt feelings, and misunderstandings. And as a minister with such a pastoral heart, I want to be able to support you individually and as a community through the pain of what some of you will feel that you have lost. I know that for some, this whole process has not been easy. And after we have acknowledged the hurt and the loss and worked through it, I want us all together to walk that journey of change. And the third thing that putting Jesus' words into practice as a church community means is seeking first God's kingdom. Seeking first God's kingdom. And your vision statement at Craig Hill Church says this perfectly. To see transformation of our communities by making the reality of Jesus Christ known so that others can come to know the love of God for themselves. I love that. If that could be a vision statement for my life, it absolutely would be. To see transformation of our communities by making the reality of Jesus Christ known so that others can come to know the love of God for themselves. You're building here at Craig Hill Church definitely something that serves God's greater purposes. I know it can be hard work at times, but you know, when we are truly doing what God is calling us to do, the work will be blessed. And to go back to this morning's passage from Matthew, what's most encouraging is that Jesus says that when we build on the rock, the foundation always holds. It always holds. And that foundation is Jesus himself. He is the rock. Everything he taught flows from who he is. The Son of God who came to seek and save the lost, who died on the cross for our sins, and who rose from the dead to give us new life. And all we have to do is accept his free gift of grace to us and choose a life of serving him in whatever way he calls us to serve. You know, this is the gospel, and it changes everything. The absolute truth that God loves us so, so much that he became one of us, he suffered for us, and he offers us forgiveness and eternal life through faith in Christ. When we build our lives on this gospel, really build on it, it changes absolutely everything. Our challenges then become opportunities to trust God more deeply. Our resources become tools for his kingdom. Our neighbour, who we can struggle to love at times, becomes someone that Jesus died for. Think about your healing ministry here at Craig Hill that I would love to see going again. Your prayer chains, your discipleship groups, these are expressions of gospel faith. When we pray for someone's healing, we are declaring that Jesus is still the great healer. When we study scripture together, we're building on the foundation of his word. When we serve those around us, we are showing the love that first reached down to save us. And this is where I see really exciting opportunities for the future of Craig Hill Church. You have such solid foundations here, the gospel, a heart for prayer, a commitment to community, and a willingness to take risks for the kingdom. But you know, God is absolutely not finished building yet, no way. There is massive potential to strengthen Craig Hill's foundation even more, to go deeper in discipleship, helping every person connected to this church not just to know what they believe, but why they believe it and how to share that with other people. You know, we all have a story to tell. I often get asked to share my testimony, right, in many different places, how I came to faith, my life before, my life after. And it's an interesting story, and I love getting to do that because I'm able to give God all the glory. It's all God's story. But, you know, we all have a story to tell. Every last person here has their own story. Life's a journey. The Christian life's a journey. And you don't have to stand up and share a full life testimony, but, you know, share with another person what difference following Jesus has made in your life. One story, but for God. You know, you didn't know how you were going to get through it or get over it, but God, you're still standing today. And also to grow your community engagement here at Craig Hill, building on the excellent work that you're already doing. I'm big on community engagement and community development, and there's a huge opportunity to do more of that here. also to develop new expressions of worship that reach different generations while staying rooted in the truth of God's word. Because the brilliant thing about building on the rock is that we can build high when our foundation is secure. The stronger our foundation is in Christ, the more creative we can be in mission and in ministry. Jesus ends this parable by saying the crowds were amazed at his teaching because he taught with authority. It says in verses 28 and 29, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. We know there's something different about truth, real truth, that comes directly from God. When we build our lives and our church on Christ's words, we also speak and act with authority, not on our own authority, but on his authority. And you know, that's what the world is desperate to see from the church. Not more religion, but real lives that demonstrate the reality of what we claim to believe. Not perfect people, far from it, but people who know they are sinners and have been rescued and are genuinely grateful for it. You know, it always amuses me when you hear people saying they're supposed to be Christians when they see a Christian doing something they think a Christian shouldn't be doing, you know. As if a Christian's supposed to be less flawed than everybody else. And I thought, surely that's the whole point of being a Christian, is we know we're flawed and we've recognised our need for a saviour, and praise God that we have. And I heard the other day a saying about, somebody said, what is church? Church, a group of imperfect people pursuing a perfect God. I love that. Church is a group of imperfect people pursuing a perfect God. So as we think about the future, let us remember this morning that our foundation here at Craig Hill is secure. You have weathered storms before and remained standing. You have shown resilience and love through challenging times. And you know, our future is about building something so solid, so rooted in Christ, that our whole community in this part of Dundee and way beyond will sit up and take notice. So as we look forward to a very exciting future together, let's commit ourselves again to hearing Jesus' words and putting them into practice. Let's continue to be a church that loves like Jesus loved. Let's continue to be a church that serves like Jesus served. Let's continue to be a church that trusts God like Jesus trusted the Father. And together, may we know that we at Craig Hill Church are built on the rock. And that rock is Jesus Christ himself, our wonderful Lord and Saviour. Amen.